Hey, this is High Rated Haroon on another special episode. Actually, really special, you know what, actually? So I want to say that, like, when it comes to high ratedness, you always have to be educated with quite a bit of stuff. So, like, let's say vehicles, which I'm going to read a book about. And please, subscribe if you like this episode. Let's get a move on. Okay, so the title was called Trucks, Trains, Boats, and Planes by Lee Ann Martin. Right? Yeah. I have my mom on the side. Anyway, how's this page work? Okay. On the move. Whether you're traveling down a street across the country or around the world, there are many ways to get from here to there, on the road, by rail, over water, or up in the sky. Trains, trucks, boats, and planes are always on the move. Some vehicles help people work. FYI, vehicles are moving transportations like cars, boats, and trains, such as trucks that transport goods over long distances. Such as freight trains, cargo ships, semis, and cargo planes. Whether the vehicle is larger than a house or moves faster than the speed of sound, please leave a comment below. What is the speed of sound? I actually have no idea what that means. Or soars above the ground with no monitor. All vehicles help us get from one place to another. There are lots of trucks, trains, boats, and planes. How many vehicles will you discover? Okay. Trucks. What do the first truck, motorcycle, and taxi have in common? A German engineer. A German engineer named Gottlob Daimler, if I'm saying that correctly.
Daimler.
He invented all three vehicles. In fact, by interest in his new weight light engine into the body of the stagecoach, Daimler created the first four-wheeled vehicle. So think like that, really? That's very... okay. Hook and ladder fire truck. I don't think I've seen this one before. There are many different types of fire trucks that help firefighters face all kinds of fires. A hook and ladder fire truck, also called the tractor-drawn aerial, is made to move through narrow cities. Streets. I don't think what these trucks have two steering wheels, one on the front, one on the back, to help them make tight turns. The truck can also pump 1,000 gallons and 3,785 of water per minute. Either it's pounds or that.
That's the liter, the 300.
Liter, so that's gallons, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a little fun fact. The ladders on these trucks can extend up to 100 feet, aka 30 meters. In the air, about 10 stories high. So if you don't know what FYI, stories are like floors. So like an average house that does not have a basement usually has like two full stories. But if you live in a mansion like the richest guy on earth, oh boy, you live in like a 10,000 story. Anyway, they are mounted on a turntable that can turn in any direction. This is your average day that I actually saw today. A pumper fire truck. This is the fire truck that you're most likely to see hurrying to a fire or other emergency. It carries up to 1,000 gallons. Which is 3,785
liters.
What is that supposed to mean?
L is liters.
They could have made it like a line like that. Anyway, of water and a long hose, but has no ladder. So if you think about it, like whichever one is built for a mansion or a really rich house, that would be the hook and ladder fire truck. Yeah, for like very tall buildings, like the apartment like gets on fire.
Business buildings and stuff like that.
You could say that. And pumper fire trucks are kind of like for domestic fires. I remember once when I lived in my old house, there was a fire in somebody's house that we did not get to see well, but we knew either it was a fire or somebody needed CPR. I don't know. There was no ambulance. But anyway, ambulances. Ambulances are stocked with medical equipment. So, like, if you did not know, when I was very ill, I did ride once in an ambulance. It was not a dead emergency. I was just a little sick. And, I saw the ambulance, and yes, there was quite a bit of medical equipment, actually. It was a chilly night. I was drinking hot cocoa. I'm kidding. Anyway. When an ambulance siren wails and the lights flash, it tells other drivers, "Move over! Coming through! Move it." That I added that. Ambulances need to move quickly to take sick or injured people safely to the hospital. So let's say like somebody breaks. Hang on, let me do this so you can flip. Here is a dangerous emergency that can happen. So, you know how people sometimes go into cardiac arrest, which is a really high sickness when people need CPR? People sometimes hold off until medical staff can restart the heart, kind of, I guess? You can say that. Anyway, here's some other trucks that I'm not too familiar with. But anyway, a backhoe. For a sec, I thought it was black hole. Back hole. This machine can dig holes, ditches, trenches, you name it. The backhoe can dig it. With the big bucket attached to the long arm or boom, it scoops up the earth, rock, and concrete? Okay, I don't get what earth means. Please leave that also in the comments. Like, there's quite a bit of comments I need. Anyway, you don't want to do that one? Okay, fine. Dump truck. This is what you call a heavy-duty truck. Get it? Anyway, see all the wheels? It needs all of them to move the weight of the truck and the rock, sand, or dirt it carries. When it's time to dump the load, the box lifts up in the front so the contents can slide out the back into the ground. So what do you make of that? Like, have you ever been to your playground? Like, in one saw extra dirt. Think of it. That's happened to me once, actually. That looked a lot like my playground.
Or it's at the construction site, too.
No, there's literally a basketball hoop.
Mm.
Yeah, that's definitely a playground.
It could be in a community that's being built, right?
Maybe. Actually, you may be right about that, but... Anyway, but I saw, like, there was a new era of, like, dirt. there was a lot of dirt, and I figured like either it was something called a bucket, I forgot the name, man, but like either it was a dump truck or something. I did not get to see it, but anyway, loader. It may look like a backhoe. Wait, where was the backhoe? Okay. Mm-hmm. It actually does. But the bucket on its machine is used for lifting and carrying, not so much for digging. The driver lowers the bucket to the ground to scoop up a load of dirt, rock, sand, or snow. I think in the picture it's doing snow. I think. I don't know. Then the bucket is lifted and tipped back so nothing spills out. So you know how like some people carry their food and they sometimes bring it back, like when they're eating, just so it doesn't drop? That's kind of how it does, technically. When the loader gets where it's going, the driver tips the bucket down to empty the load. I've not seen that in a much, but here is what you will see in factories. It's called a forklift. How about we lift the fork and then we'll find out? Anyway, back to the thing. Forklift drivers often zip around in reverse, looking over their shoulders. Why am I saying soldiers? Shoulders. To see where they're going. That's because the loads carried on the machine's forks or bars make it hard to see in front. Forks are made to carry stuff that's too heavy for a person to lift. From a pile of rocks to a pallet of potato chips. Dude. So these are, it did not mention it, but you, as I repeated, I think before, that yes, you do see these in like construction, no, not con, dude, me.
Construction, factories.
No, you mainly see them in factories. I think I knew someone when we were getting our new Roku TV from downstairs. I think that's where we actually got it. I think I saw one actually. Anyway, a Zamboni machine. Man, I remember reading this book so long ago. Anyway, if you've been to a skating rink or a hockey arena, you've probably seen one of these special machines resurfacing the ice. Weighing in at more than 5,000 pounds, aka, FYI, 2,268 kilograms. I'm only 10, so if I struggle with FYI, sure. Anyway, these machines first shave the surface with a blade, then spray water into the ice, then vacuum up. Finally, they spread a layer of hot water on the ice to create a perfectly smooth, flat surface. No, there's one thing I don't get. When people say ice skating, I mean, it is ice now that I actually get it. Well, actually, I know that. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, hot water, wouldn't that melt it? Dude, that's just strange. Now, here's something you'd see in London, England. Anyway, double-decker bus. Oh, yeah. Being two stories high. So this bus is like 2 feet tall. Not 2 feet, but like two floors high. These buses are easy to spot waving through the city streets. The first double-decker bus were pulled by horses and passengers. Used a ladder to get to the upper level. Today, they have engines and stairs and are used to give city tours or for general transportation. So this kind of connection is actually when we went to Australia. It was a double decker bus and it was raining, which was just horrible. But I remember that like we were on a double decker bus and it felt incredibly high. That's what I mostly remember. It was high. Anyway, monster trucks. Get crushed, yo! Anyway, daring leaps over huge obstacles, wild races through deep mud, and bold rides up and over barriers. These trucks do amazing things. Made from regular pickup bodies, they are tricked out with enormous wheels that are about 6 feet tall, aka 18 meters tall. That's nearly as tall as my dad. That really is. So think of it. You bait, you SUV, you might be tall for me. Well, bait it. I'll crush you into smithereens. Isn't that what pirates say when they're inside a monster truck? Armored truck. I'm armored like I have a shield in Minecraft and I have a sword. Yay! Anyway, armored truck. With walls, floors, doors, and ceiling made from heavy-duty steel, this is once super strong truck built to protect. Armored trucks are the safest way to move money. Bill Gates' money will be mine if it doesn't successfully move. And other valuables. Even people from one place to another. So, like, people like Bill Gates, let's say, can ride in these if he's going through
the... What about the bank's money?
Oh, right? Yeah, bank's money.
That's how they transfer
can money. Can move it just in plain cash or credit cards, even. Anyway. Garbage truck. If you do this for your chores, it's the worst. There are many types of garbage trucks in different neighborhoods. This is a rear loader garbage truck. After workers dump the trash in the truck, a compacting blades pulls the garbage up into the trunk and smashes it in tightly to make room for more. So like when you put the garbage in, it eventually crushes it. No! Ouch. That hurt. Anyway, tow truck. I've seen a tow truck before and we've not needed it yet. You've probably seen one in an accident. Anyway, who do you call when your car is stuck in mud or snow? A ditch or a hole? FYI, a ditch is kind of like a hole or water, because I don't know. Leave that in the comment also. Is it still recording? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I was scared, like, dude. Anyway. And snow or ditch or a hole, or when your car just won't run. A tow truck. These trucks use pulleys, chains, and hooks to lift up the car's front wheels off the ground. The car rear wheels roll on the road. Then it pulls the car away. So in some particular tow truck I've seen has a flat bed, and you've possibly seen it. FYI, a bed in a truck is like the place where you can put stuff in. So it has a bed kind of like that, except a lot longer and I think a little more wider. And I've seen one that's like kind of a 6x6. If you don't know, I've seen that before. My uncle's car or something got pulled. And it was very powerful and She had to do a lot of processes for doing it. This one particularly is the one that, like, your car is just not running. Your car is just stuck in snow. Well, clearly in this situation, I'm looking at a picture. And, assumingly the car is stuck in snow. Yeah, I don't think that will work. Anyway, a crane truck. Workers used the long arm or boom on this truck for extra heavy lifting. Large metal barricades?
Braces
called outriggers.
Outriggers
on either side of the truck help support it while the boom is in use. So a couple things will stick out from the front, like from the before the wheel, and then little maybe after the back wheel is where it also sticks both because like
for balance.
So like yeah, because if you've ever had a crane toy, I do, and I've tried lifting a car model, which was a little big, and I tried to do it and it lost balance. So when I put the boom thingies on the side, it actually works.
That's right.
So actually it is very useful. Concrete mixture. Oh, and so they don't do over. This truck doesn't just move concrete. It mixes it too. Workers load sand, gravel, or powdered cement into the drum. The large cylinder on the back of the truck, along with water, as the truck drives to the destination, the drum turns, mixing the materials together. So when the truck arrives at its destination, concrete is ready to pour. And obviously, you need it to dry, because guess what? If you don't melt it, you're stuck in it. And you'd have to call a digger, and you'd have to take a shower. I think you would. Or you'd have to get a doctor to peel it off, which might be actually a lot painful. Anyway, a bulldozer. Do you know that pushing dirt is called dozing? A bulldozer is a big machine that uses a blade. It's not a blade. I think I'd say a scoop. That's a big thing. You know what? We're just going to say what it does. That uses a blade attached to the front to push sand, gravel, or dirt. A small machine that does the same thing is called a craftdozer.
Calf dozer.
That the tracks on the bottom help the tractor help it move through heavy mud or sand. So it has grip technically. Grip is technically the amount of friction that is between you and the ground. So if you've ever tried rubbing your feet on a carpet and you slow down or a wooden floor, you felt friction in action before. Anyway, an excavator. I can barely even say it right. To excavate means to dig, but an excavator uses its boom and bucket for more than digging. It can also knock down buildings. Ooh, like breaking stuff. Anyway, an excavator can move on wheels or tracks, and the cab where the operator sits, it can spin all the way around. So if you guys are in, like, if you don't understand all the way around, it technically means 360 degrees around. So like I'm looking at a TV, and if I turn 360 degrees, I'm technically back where I'm looking at the TV. That's technically what would happen, and I'm sitting on the sofa, so I'm not doing it. Anyway, the last one we're gonna do today, quarry truck. I mean, it's like 8:36 in my time. 8:36. I meant quarry truck, so sorry for that. These massive trucks are so heavy, they aren't allowed on regular highways, AKA, they're not street legal. They work in mines and quarries, moving colossal loads of stones and rocks up to 75 tons or 68, what is that?
Tons.
Tons, that's tons too?
I think that's just a metric version of tons.
It's the TNNs. I don't know. So please write a comment for this question. I found two tons. One with the TONS and one with the TONNES. Please write that in the comment if you know what that means or if you live in a certain time or place where you know what that is. Anyway, that's over one. Okay, so here's the people who live in America or Canada or wherever, you know, pounds. 150,000 pounds, aka 68,039 kilograms. And so that's the last one for today. Thank you for listening. I really hope you enjoyed on this. Please write a comment, subscribe if you really love this episode, and I'll meet you in part 2. Peace.